This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis complimented his Maryland counterpart for issuing pardons for low-level marijuana offenses. Last week, Governor Wes Moore pardoned more than 175,000 misdemeanor marijuana possession charges. Similarly, Polis pardoned about 3,000 Coloradans with low-level convictions for marijuana during his first term in office.
Many Coloradans face decades of this affecting their jobs, whether they could buy a gun, whether they could get student loans.
The two governors took part in a press call applauding the Biden administration's decision to reclassify cannabis from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug, but it's a step that could take years to implement. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Rio Grande River water-sharing plan among Colorado, Texas, and New Mexico. In a narrow 5-4 decision released Friday, the court said the federal government has a right to be part of the deal. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says he disagrees with the ruling, but will keep working to find a compromise all sides can live with. The deal would have ended a decades-long water fight, mostly between New Mexico and Texas. A former Aurora police officer found guilty in the death of Elijah McClain will continue to serve his time in prison. Randy Rodema requested the work release sentence be converted to home detention. That request was deferred by a judge last week. Rodema was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation in January. Rodema has filed an appeal. This is CPR News and KRCC.